Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, and we are in the middle of our theme week this week. We have a pretty cool theme week this week. As you know, depending on when you listen to this, we are on the heels of WrestleMania 39 from Los Angeles. It's going to be a great two nights of wrestling, and to celebrate that, as you know, our theme this week, we are going to be taking a look at songs that were used as wrestlers' theme songs. Obviously, you know, some of the greatest theme songs in history have been original products by the likes of Jim Johnston, Jimmy Hart, whatsoever, et cetera, et cetera. But every now and then, a mainstream artist will have their song used as a theme song by a wrestler. And the song I have chosen for today is kind of a song on the surface you wouldn't think would have been used as a theme song, but it actually does have a memorable impact on it, as well as when it first came out. The song I'm going to be doing today is All the Things She Said by Tattoo. This, of course, was off their album 200 Kilometers an Hour in the Wrong Lane. Of course, being that they are from Russia, they do use kilometers. released September 9th, 2002. And as all of us, as us wrestling fans know, this was used as the theme song for Victoria. She didn't use it at first. She had like generic theme music. And then I think by like into 2003, she started using the song. Of course, at WrestleMania, she had it as her theme song, and she kind of incorporated the video, the music video, into her Titantron video, which was always kind of cool. But like I said, this is a song that generated a lot of buzz and a lot of controversy when it first came out, given, you know, the nature of the song and the video and the fact that everyone thought that the two artists, whose names, by the way, in case for you trivia fans, if you ever wondered who they are, their names were, and I do apologize for if I butcher these, Yulia Volkova, she's the one with the short dark hair, and Lena Katina, who was with the long blonde hair. And those are the two artists. And this, again, was a very controversial video when it came out, not just here in the U.S., but also, of course, in Russia, where they're from, given, like I said, the sexuality and the suggestive nature behind it. But we're going to go ahead and get started here. If you are watching along via the YouTube link, it's a decent little size video. It's about 3 minutes, 46 seconds. But we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. So we open up here with this this rainy, kind of gritty scene here. Almost looks like I see there's some umbrellas. It looks like a couple of people are outside the fencing of a jail. There's barbed wire at the top. And now they're kind of just panning. Now we get this like really cheap animation of rain falling here as these people here. As we now get the beat starts up, and now we get the beginning of the song as we see the two ladies of Tattoo, and we see kind of the onlookers here, a combination of like adults and fellow school children, because as you see they are in very provocative schoolgirl outfits. Now, again, you probably think to yourself that this doesn't seem like a song that would fit for a wrestler, but Victoria at that time was kind of doing her like manic crazed gimmick. You know, she had been feuding with Trish Stratus, and you know, saying that Trish had, you know, stolen the, you know, they both worked as fitness models, and Trish got, you know, a call to go to WWE. She didn't. She always resented that, and she was looking for revenge. And of course, she was also paired with Steven Richards at the time, who was kind of going through his own little transgressions as a kind of crazed individual. And it just, for whatever reason, it just worked really well for her. And, you know, it just worked. Like I said, it's just so crazy to think that kind of song would work for her, but it just did. So, like I said, you know, before the, it's funny because I'm reading up on this, and apparently the inspiration for this song, the the person who wrote the song, this was based on a dream he had at a dentist appointment. Kind of crazy to think. And then the manager of the group, Ivan Shapovalov, again, I apologize for my lax Russian there, had evoked the theme of the fact that the two girls were gay, into this video and the English language version and the Russian version of it. Again, when it first came out, it received mixed reviews. Some thought, some did like it, thought that the production of the video and the song was good. Others thought that it was basically just a gimmick, which would eventually kind of prove later to be true, because the girls have since come out in multiple interviews after this, revealing that neither of them were gay. They both had boyfriends, and at one point, one of the girls, Yulia, eventually had a son. So, I think that kind of played into a lot of the, this was like early 2000s as we're kind of getting closer to the climax of the video here. Now it is snowing at this place here, as these girls again behind this fence, almost like they're in prison. But anyway, in the early 2000s, it wasn't it was almost kind of taboo, this kind of subject material. It's nowadays, if a video like this were to come out now and it was revealed that the two girls were not, in fact, gay, they would be canceled for it because of the cancel culture, which I won't go into. I have opinions about that, but I'm not going to spew those here because that's not what this is about. And now we kind of get into the end of the video as they kind of walk off into the sunset almost. As everyone just kind of watches on from the distance, and we get start to kind of fade away here, and wrap up the video. So there you go. There is All the Things She Said by Tattoo. Of course, like I said, used as the theme song for Victoria to continue our theme week here. So yeah, this has definitely been a lot of fun. I've always, I constantly say that, but it is really fun to do just these random videos and talk about them. And I look forward to seeing what other videos are going to drop this week and what other themes we have coming up, because we do have some great themes coming up that we want to go ahead and talk about. But be sure to follow us here on the Pop Experience with not just with this podcast, but the other ones that are on this feed as well. Lots of great stuff going on. So be sure to keep following us. So with that said, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.